Now we've got Doug in Rhode Island on the line who's dealing with a water issue. Tell us what's going on.
All right. What happened was the water service was turned off for a day. When it was turned on, we received a lot of dirty water with a lot of grit, and it seemed to be causing a problem. Well, not a problem. I'm concerned if it could be a problem. There's a lot of grit and sandy sediment in the water tanks behind the toilets, and
okay.
I don't know if that's going to be an issue.
I don't think so. Here's what you need to do. First of all, the fact that you had like some dirty water, some brown water, some gritty water after pipe work was done is not really that unusual. You do have to flush it out. Here's something, first of all, before we get to the toilets, you may have forgotten to do, and that is I would recommend you take off the aerators from the sinks in the bathroom and the kitchen, because those screens will sometimes trap a lot of that debris behind it. And that will reduce your water pressure over time, especially if some more dirt comes down the line. So I would take those aerators out and flush them out. Just keep in mind that they come apart in like three different pieces, but it's like a Rubik's Cube to try to get it back together. So just remember how you disassembled it and put it back together and clean those out. As far as the toilet tank is concerned, the only problem is that sometimes if you have a lot of grit in it, it will wear on the flush valve, which is the flapper in the bottom of the tank. If you want to just be sure, what you could do is turn the water supply off behind the toilet, go ahead and flush it a couple of times, get all that water out of the tank, and if there's any sand like lying in the bottom of the tank, just kind of wipe it out, clean it up as best you can, and then just turn the water back on. You'll be good to go.
Okay. I appreciate it, and you're correct. I did have one aerator that it interrupted the flow. The pressure.
All right, but you knew enough to take it apart and get it cleaned out. Good man.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well, there you go.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Doug. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.